Angels. Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the angels' messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1 here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. I'm Linda Torres, your host here on Angels Are Near Us on bbsradio.com, number one worldwide live internet radio. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. We know we love angels, and so this is the show you have to listen to. My sincere intention is always to bring you loving messages and information about all the angels, archangels, and all beings of light. So right now, I would like to invite all of the holy angels and the archangels and beings of heaven to be with us. Please bring in your guidance and assurance for the most highest good of all. And may only divine light surround us at this time. Thank you, God and angels. And so it is. Amen. So, I'm excited tonight. We have our special guest, Reverend Christine Green. Christine has been several times on the program, so I'm really happy she's here again. She's going to talk about her new book, Authentic Spirituality, A Woman's Guide to Living an Empowered Life. Our topic tonight is looking for love in the wrong places. So we are doing a show on love tonight because I'm going to talk about a little bit about, you know, the Venus transit that will be going on this week and how that impacts our life and our love life and our relationships. But before that, let me give you a little background of Reverend Christine Green. She's the founder minister of Sacred Heart Ministries. And this is a ministry without walls and emerged from a vision for helping others to incorporate universal truth into their professional and personal lives. Her inspiration is to guide others in revealing their authenticity, embrace their uniqueness, and love themselves. She has a background in business, education, and spiritual studies, and Christine has served in leadership roles in ministries in California and in Oregon. She was ordained in 2001 and was also married to her husband, Lawrence, that same year. She has had the opportunity to teach and counsel others for over 20 years, both nationally and abroad. I, of course, personally know Christine for many years, and she's a very inspiring and spiritual teacher. She also contributed as an author to Pearls of Wisdom for Living a Richer Life and Breaking Through, Getting Past the Stuck Points in Your Life. She is the author of Insights of Faith of a Caregiver, which is the title is Anatomy of Caring. And now her recent book that is Authentic Spirituality, A Woman's Guide to Living an Empowered Life. So, of course, if you want to know about Christine a little bit more, please visit her website, which is www.sacredheartministries.org. We will be giving that website out again. So without further delay, let me welcome Christine. Hi, Christine.
Hi, Linda. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for being on the show again.
Oh, it's great to be with you.
I know. We have a good time, and I know that God always and the angels guide us through this show together. And
absolutely.
So, yeah, I'm motivated about that. So let's start because, you know, we have several things to talk about. And I know that your book is, it's very interesting. I love it. So first of all, I'll ask, you know, what inspired you to write this book about authentic spirituality?
Well, I've been counseling women for over 20 years. And what I found is that they all of us have the same issues that bother us. We have self-criticism, limitation, relationship issues, all these things, money issues. We have these things that bother us. And so women would ask, where can I read about this? And I've recommended a lot of great books over the years, but they were on basically one topic at a time. And so it was, I was taking notes on these issues and saw that we all have the same thing. So I put all these ideas together and all these case studies and came up with Authentic Spirituality. The other thing that inspired me was spirituality is not about religion. And people are sometimes afraid of it because they're afraid of religion. Mm-hmm. And spirituality is really about knowing ourselves and having a deeper relationship with God.
Oh, exactly. That was my next question. You know, do you think that readers who pick up this book, do they follow a specific philosophy or religion to read the book?
No, any religion or whatever you believe is going to be enhanced by the principles in this. I basically found the challenge that we're facing, and I looked at what the pitfalls are, that there's certain pitfalls that we face when we have a situation, like looking for love in all the wrong places. Well, let's just start with that since we're talking about that. Some of the pitfalls with that, because we want to be loved. So some of the pitfalls are dependency, that we become dependent in trying to look for someone. And loneliness, we're afraid of loneliness. And so we're in search for someone. And resentment, when we have resentment, it keeps love from coming in. So if we could identify these barriers that keep us, and when we can identify that these feelings are barriers, then we're much freer to getting in touch with love.
Absolutely. Why do you believe, well, sometimes we know why, but sometimes we don't. I know that you talk a little bit about your book that we all want to be loved. I mean, we all want to be loved unconditionally. I mean, we want that for all of us. So we want the best relationship. But you mentioned that there's an emptiness that maybe that makes us incomplete.
Yes. We want to be loved. We want to be accepted. And everyone does. It's why we do so many things. We want attention. We want to be accepted. We want to be loved. We want to be cared for. Mm-hmm. And what happens is sometimes we go out and look for that, but we haven't, but there's still an emptiness because we haven't filled it within ourselves. That what's really important is to find that love within ourselves. And as we find it within ourselves, then we're more centered, then we're more open, then we're more loving ourselves. If we want more love, we have to be love. And so in order to go out and find love, we have to be the presence of love that we want.
So going back to our spirituality, what would be the biggest concern for women of not finding love, or because of these issues that we carry?
We're afraid that we're going to be alone forever. We're afraid that we can't have the relationship that we want. And it's bigger than just an intimate relationship. It's about all relationships. And that's what I discovered when I was on the path and I was searching for a husband and a relationship. And I suddenly had this revelation that all relationships were important, not just the intimate one that we're looking for. And if I want an intimate relationship, I better be taking care of all my relationships. And so that's how we practice. The more love we give to those around us, the more we can receive. It's practicing the principle of love. And the more we give out, the more love we're going to get back. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. Of course. Everything that we give increases. And I love that spiritual principle that you put in the book that whatever I am grateful for increases. Whatever I appreciate grows. And whatever I love expands. So that's what you're saying. Whatever we give out, we'll come back to it expanded.
Yes. Years ago, I did I gave a relationship class, and it was a great group of women, and we talked about what we wanted in relationship, and I had a whiteboard and wrote this long list. I said, what is it that you want? And they wanted someone to be generous and giving. They wanted someone to help them around the house. They wanted a person who shared. They went on and on, and we had this long list. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, great. Are you willing to be the list? Are you willing to be those things on the list? And suddenly everyone got very quiet. It's like, oh, okay. It really gave them an opportunity to stop and think. And it's that place. If you want to receive love, you have to be willing to give it out. If you want someone who's generous, are you generous? Yeah. If you want someone that's caring, are you caring? So it's really interesting when we stop and look at ourselves in that way.
Exactly. Exactly. We feel that the other person is supposed to fill these little holes that we carry, or this emptiness. And again, it's part of the spiritual journey, don't you think? It's you mentioned also this, that it's the quest into deepening more into who we are and finding out it's also about other relationships. I really
exactly.
love that you mentioned that, yeah.
Exactly. Spirituality, to me, spirituality is our inner quest. It's our inner quest to know who we are. It's to know God. It's to know the whole picture, spirit, mind, and body. So we take this holistic journey. Spirituality is the holistic journey that we take into knowing ourselves better. And the more we know ourselves better, and the better we treat ourselves, and especially as women, we tend to not treat ourselves very well. We tend to criticize ourselves. We have a lot of self-judgment. We put ourselves down. We put ourselves last a lot. We don't take care of ourselves very well. And that's a big part of it. We have to take care of ourselves and not expect someone else to do it for us.
That is true. So I want to mention to our listeners that your book, This Authentic Spirituality, is definitely a guide to different topics. And we were mentioning that, you know, that it's not only one topic, which is love, or where to find love, but it has so many topics. And I know you mentioned it has 8, I think.
There's 10 chapters.
10 chapters. And I would love to mention my experience I had with your book, Christine. I was traveling back. You know that I don't like to fly. And it's very hard for me to fly. And I was coming back from my wonderful trip from Mexico a few weeks ago. And, of course, this book was wonderful because I had it right there in my purse with other two books. It was the first one that came out. And I said, I'm just going to read to not be a little bit nervous here. I know that the angels are taking care of me, you know, and I put the angels on each side of the plane and they're with me.
Yeah.
And yes, you angels better come all the way. And they do usually. So I feel good when I'm going to, you know, I usually don't travel alone. So I think that was part of my problem, feeling a little bit lonely. But at the same time, I said, the angels are with me. I mean, this is just wonderful. But just to be on the safe side, I did want to pray. I started praying, but I took out the book. And so the first page that I opened in the book, I had read this book. I had started reading it. Again, you don't have to read from page 1 to 200. You just have to open it, because sometimes this book helps you. And this is my example. I opened the book, and the first page I opened was Prayer for Peace. And exactly, I said, wow, I think this is what I need.
Oh,
so when I read the Prayer for Peace, you know, oh my God, it was just beautiful, because, you know, I could, the way it says, I know this day that God reveals peace in my life. So I surrender any worry or concern. Just with that, I was completely at peace. I mean, the 6 hours wonderful. That it took me to be home. I just kept on reading and reading the following chapter, which was wonderful. So again, just so everyone knows that the book has so many different topics, you know, from abundance, from suffering, money, love. It has everything. So I just really want to express that and let people know about that. So where can our listeners purchase the book?
At almost any bookstore, online, you can find it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. If you're local in the Portland area, well, actually, Powell's has an online presence. Mm-hmm. It's at Powell's. So those are the three that I know of. Three Amazon. Places that I know of. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Powell's.
Oh, perfect, perfect. So people could know. And then again, your website, do you have any information there too? I think you do, don't you?
Yeah, it's www.sacredheartministries.org. Yes, you can go to the website. Actually, I have a second website just for authentic spirituality. And the website is authenticspiritualityforwomen.org. And you can go on there and find more information about the book and my workshops and speaking engagements and all kinds of resources there.
Oh, that's perfect. Yes. So they could see your classes and lectures that you'll be giving. So we're going to take a little break and we will be back. And we'll talk more with Reverend Christine about the book. We'll talk about angel messages. We will be opening the line. So if you want to call in and ask Christine any questions, I can give you your angel message as well. So those numbers is toll free 888-627-6008 or 530-413-4522 or 530-327-7602. So we will be back like in 90 seconds. We're back and you're listening to Angels Are Near Us. I am Linda Torres, your host here on bbsradio.com. And our invited guest tonight is Reverend Christine Green. We are talking about her beautiful book, Authentic Spirituality, A Woman's Guide to Living an Empowered Life. We will get back to Christine in a second. I do want to give our angel message for tonight. I was talking about that I was in Mexico a few weeks ago. It's almost 8 weeks now, I think more. And I was able to go to Tulum, which is in the Yucatan Peninsula. And the beautiful ruins of the Mayans are just, you know, so magical. And just I just feel that I was so touched. But this goes hand in hand with this astronomical event that's happening on June 5th and 6th, which is the transit of Venus that will transit through the sun. And so, well, going back to the Mayans and the ruins, I was very fortunate to be there to feel the energy of, you know, these healing ancestors that I walked through, the beauty of the temples. And it's just a beautiful ancient culture. And so what I perceived was so much wisdom and sensed the message of love and healing while I was there. You know, the Mayans were astronomers, and they were dedicated to worshiping Venus, and they watched very closely the movements of Venus. They knew that this was a powerful, loving energy. So they would love Venus, and they would see it as the evening star. They would also call it the morning star. And Tulum, the name of Tulum, which was Sama originally, means dawn or the birth of the morning. So that's why they would also turn to Venus and see it as a goddess, like the morning star. So we know that Venus represents love and marriage and beauty and grace and harmony. So mostly talking about love and relationships, it's really that time to consider, you know, our values. There's an alignment. There's an adjustment that's going on. And so on the worldly levels, you know, we need to manifest maybe our finances, our relationships. But on the spiritual level, you know, we're also realigning to have that focus to our spiritual purpose, for that to be our focal point in our life. And my astrologer, Mark Dodich, mentioned that when we are spiritually aligned with our actions in the world, you receive much more help as compared to feeding your addictive desires of your personality or ego. So what the angels said to me was that this is a time of beginning of a new phase. This is a time of energies of love and of light. And of course, if we open our hearts to these energies of light that are surrounding us, this is our new birth. This is our new dawn. This is our morning star in the sky. It's a time of the new birth again, of nourishing our spirit. And the angels say, you know, this is not an ending. This is a world without end. This is a beginning of a new phase. So as long as there are all the earth angels and all the light workers who we are, if we love, it's our choice. It's our choice to be one with the light and the love. And it's our choice to be with all enlightening aspects of this world, which is art and beauty and music and love. So all light always survives. The light cannot be destroyed, because light comes from the divine. It comes from God. And the angels that are light help to govern a world of light and of guidance. And they serve us that way. So the light will remain. And if we choose love and light, then there's this magnificent ripple effect that support us not only in our own life, but in other life as well. So we help others, giving peace, just like we were mentioning with Reverend Christine. If you give peace, you will receive peace. If you give love, you will receive love. So how many of us, we want to experience peace and wisdom and love in our life journey? So that's what the angels are saying. You know that no matter how many challenges or stepping stones there are, the beautiful light of the angels are always shining upon us. Just ask. Ask the angels. Trust the angels. You know, this is a time where we can demonstrate who we really are. We can offer our talents as gifts. And we can ask for help. That's why they're here. That's why they're around us. They're saying, you know, this is the time that much more than ever, we can help you. There's so much support of the angels and of angelic beings and of masters, just opening our hearts and allowing the healing. You know, the light of infinite source fills our hearts and our beings. So once that this heart is open, it just, again, it ripples, it goes to others, and you touch others. So that's the way it'll impact our life. So on June 5th and 6th, this is happening. And on June 6th, I am going to be giving a lecture at the Beaverton Angels Meetup Group. If you're in the Portland area, it's on my website, and we will be doing, we'll be talking about Venus and love and relationships and how to attract your soulmate, how to attract your soul family. Cindy McGonigal and I are doing this little class, and it's at 8 o'clock at the Beaverton Angels Meetup. You can look it up at my website, which is www.angelsarenearus.com. And again, just remembering that the angels are always with us, filling us with love and filling us with God's light. Okay, so thank you, angels, for that great message. So going back to Christine.
Well, Linda, I loved what you said, and it ties in so great with what we're talking about, because don't we have to, I think you've told me before that the angels respond to love.
Absolutely. That's so what they're love. Mm-hmm.
The more we love and we love ourselves, the more in tune we could be with the angels.
Is that
correct?
That is definitely correct.
So it just all ties in, and I wrote the chapter Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places, because we look for it outside of ourselves instead of inside. And the message I always hear you give, and what I've learned from you and hearing you talk about the angels, is that the more love we are as a being of love, the more receptive we make ourselves to our guides and our angels. Rather than separating ourselves, we bring that light in.
Absolutely right. We're attracting it. It's really this great frequency that is there. It's an attraction. You know, the like you're saying, the more you love, the more it comes in. The more you're in contact with the angels, it's like this God light is with you. You know, the love of the divine showers you, it increases, it expands. So absolutely, you know, we have to be on that frequency, and being in the frequency of love is much easier to be with the angels, to be in our spirituality. It is just that beautiful connection, you know, with God, with the divine. And again, you know, whatever your spirituality is, whatever your beliefs is, angels always believe in us. I know I've always said that. So
yes.
They don't judge us. They really don't care, you know. Just, you know, if we call on them, they will be there for you. For the Most High is good of all, of course.
Right.
So going back to the Book of Authentic Spirituality, I wanted to ask you, what surprised you most when you wrote this book? And then I want to talk a little bit about the tools that you use in the book.
Oh, I think it's that we are all so much alike, and we think we're different. And that's why I included case histories. I included a lot of stories about myself, and I've, of course, changed the names and the circumstances for my clients and those I've talked to over the years. I've changed it, but the circumstances where they've had challenges and they've seen changes, that they've been able to shift and change them in their lives, that we are so much alike. We think we're alone in our problems, but we're not. And if we would reach out and talk to each other more, I think that would help.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's again, reaching out, giving what you need. You know, if you want more love, give love. If you want companionship, will help another, you know, help your neighbor. I don't know, go help a senior citizen home. You know, it's just so much help we can give to have that connection that you're saying. And not only as women, you know, is all human beings.
Exactly.
So I know that there's tools right at the end of the chapter that makes a difference.
Yes, thank you, Linda. Actually, all through the chapter, I first included affirmations, because what's important is, as women, here's the thing that would happen when women come to me in counseling and they tell me what they don't like, what's going on in their lives that they don't like. And I say, what do you want? Well, what do you want? And they say, I don't know. And so we don't know whether we're eager to talk about what's not working, but what we need to do to raise our vibration and to raise our energy is to talk about what we do want. So I've included affirmations sprinkled throughout the chapter. In the one about love, one is, I know I am guided and directed each day. I am empowered to make decisions. Mm-hmm. Another one is, I embrace myself with love and compassion. I am free to be me. Because if we can remind ourselves and say these, it helps us, puts us in that place. Mm-hmm. It's it's hard to be in a place of love when we're under stress, when we have all these challenges going on throughout the day. Yes. I know you and I are in a great place right now where we're talking about love and we're feeling lifted up. But I don't know about you, but I didn't feel that all day today. I had some challenges today. Some things I had to face. And so we have to, it's a reminder, constantly a reminder. So what I included in the at the end of each chapter are a list of journaling practices and some exercises. And to, first of all, so we can identify more about what we do want. And then there's some healing prayers you could say. There's some affirmations. There's journal exercises. So whatever you are feeling, whatever the reader is feeling like they need at the time, they can pick one of those and do those in that moment.
And I understand that perfectly, because when I opened the prayer of peace, which I love.
Yes. Yes.
I was, oh my God, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because exactly. And you know, one of the affirmations that you have, let me see in that chapter, because I have the book here. In this chapter is called "This Too Shall Pass," and it's wonderful because you have the prayer of peace, and then one of the affirmations is "I live with an attitude of gratitude."
Yes,
and that is so. We're talking about gratitude. I mean, the more grateful we are, the more wonderful things we attract. It's like we expand it. We bring great things to us, and I love that you put that in there.
Thanks, Linda, and that's very observant of you, because a gratitude puts us in the framework of love. It's a great way to move into the presence of love.
Yes.
Because it's easy to look at all the things that are going wrong, all the things that are not working, but what is going to, the easiest way to lift us up is to start with the attitude of gratitude.
Oh, I love that. I was just, by the way, reading the angels' messages right now. And there's a wonderful card that's Archangel Chamuel. You know, by the way, let me tell everybody, Archangel Chamuel is the angel of love. And he assists us.
Oh.
It's wonderful. It's like magical. Archangel Chamuel comes out and he says, he's the one who assists us with all relationships. His message is, it is only the love energy within any given purpose that gives lasting value and benefits to all creation. It is love that transforms oneself and moves us through compassion toward the divine state of joy and happiness. Thank you, Chamuel. Isn't that lovely?
It's wonderful.
I know.
Wonderful.
I just love the archangels and angels, that they're always looking out for us. So, you know, again, the book is Authentic Spirituality from Reverend Christine Green, A Guide to Living an Empowered Life. Please get it. You would love it, because, again, it's not a book that you read from page 1 to page 140. It's just a book that you open, and that is the message that you need at the time. Really, it is. I mean, you open maybe the prayer for abundance. Maybe you talk about forgiveness. You talk about, I love this one, you don't have to be nice to be good.
Yes, that's everyone loves that chapter, because as women, we are raised to be nice.
Absolutely.
We're taught as little girls, don't talk back, don't be noisy, don't be stingy, share what you have, be good, be nice. And we're taught to be nice. And so what happened was we suppressed our energy. Yeah. We suppressed a lot. And so over the years, what happened is what was suppressed is our self-expression. And so we cut off our own source of love for ourselves. And so what I really enjoyed writing that chapter, and I enjoy talking about that, because it's an aha moment for so many women, because we realize how much we put ourselves last, how much we care, because we're such excellent caregivers. We care about everyone else, and we don't do what we need to do to take care of ourselves.
Absolutely. That's why we share so much alike, because we all, I mean, women that I know, everybody, I mean, so from my mother, of course, my grandmother, everyone, my sister, we just want to be there all the time and be nice. But again, you know, we could explain that it doesn't mean that you have to be mean.
No,
or you have
no,
to be in a negative. I think it's more about probably boundaries, right?
Yes, it's exactly about boundaries, because it's about speaking up, that mm-hmm. you have the ability to speak up, that when someone makes a request of you, that you have the opportunity to say no. Mm-hmm. If it's not working, if you can't do it, to say no. That if you go within, then that's why it's so important to know ourselves and to be aware of our thinking. If we go in within, someone makes a request and we look and inside and we say, yes, I can do that. Then we know we want to go and help, but that we find a way to take care of ourselves, that we're not just giving all the time, but we're able to receive. And that's a big one, is that we need to be able to receive. It mm-hmm. changes our attitude around receptivity, around money, around love, but we're mm-hmm. always willing to give. But that's another area, is as women, we need to be willing to receive.
Exactly. We don't feel that we're worthy or value of that. So let's take a little break again. I'm going to give out those numbers in case someone wants to call in for questions or angel messages. The toll-free is 1-888-627-6008 or 530-413-4522. And you are listening to Angels Are Near Us. And we will be back like in probably 90 seconds. Hi, everyone. This is Linda Torres, and you're listening to Angels Are Near Us here on bbsradio.com. We're talking about Reverend Christine's book, Authentic Spirituality. We're talking about the topic of love today, which, you know, touches us all and impacts all our lives. And so, Christine, we were talking about the interesting part of this book is that every time we open it, you go to the page that you need. But I also have to mention that it's very light. And when I was traveling, I put it in my purse. So it's a paperback book. It's a soft cover. It has a beautiful cover. And remind me the flower that's on the cover, Christine.
It's a lotus flower.
Oh, I forget. I always forget the name. It's the lotus flower. I love it.
Yes.
It's a Kuan Yin flower.
Yes. Yes, that's true. And the lotus flower, what I learned is that it grows in stone and mud, and that it struggles its way and through the water. It's in the bottom of the water, and it brings its way up to the light. And so it grows towards the light, and mm-hmm. that's how it blossoms. And that's how we are. We grow towards the light.
Absolutely. That's what the angels say. Ask for light.
Yes. Yes.
That reminds me that the angels always say, you know, they're like this they're this love light. That's what the angels are. It's like, you know, they shine upon us. They're light, and they fill us with love. And it's like, you know, when they shower us with love and we're filled with love, we shine that on to others. So that's where this love and this effect goes on to others in our life. And again, it's feeling that we could be valued and we could be deserving of receiving such wonderful, it's receiving this extra illumination in our life. And the angels, you know, they want to shine that love light on us. So talking yes. about love and, you know, what you were saying, that we don't deserve and that we feel, we don't value. And also we have to go into those wonderful beliefs. But again, you know, releasing the old beliefs is beautiful. I love the affirmations that you give, you know, and, we're talking about we don't have to be very nice all the time. And you were saying, remind me about, we were going to talk about the tools, right? We did
yes.
talk about tools.
You said about we don't have to be nice all the time. What it is that we don't have to be appeasing. Another word for nice is when we appease, that we just try to make everyone else happy. Mm-hmm. So we do things that where we try to make other people happy. And that's where we run into problems because we're so busy trying to serve everyone else and make sure everyone else is happy that very often we're not taking care of ourselves. And that's what we want to do. And so one of the practices mm-hmm. at the end of the chapter, on this chapter, is I ask the reader to recall their most recent encounter with neediness, because sometimes we're looking for love out of need rather than out of a desire to express. Oh. And so I ask them to write about that. And then what do you want instead? What would your life be like if neediness and dependency were released from your thinking?
Wow.
And so think about it. Rather than needing someone to make me whole mm-hmm. or being dependent on someone to get them to do something, mm-hmm. I can be in that place of love and allow God's goodness to come forth.
Oh, that's beautiful. So do you give out these as spiritual practices? It's at the end of the book, right?
Yes, at the end of each chapter, there's
each chapter.
Practices.
Oh,
yes,
okay. Because I was reading the last one, which I like. This one, you know, recall your most recent encounter with faith, because you're talking about faith. And again, I guess this was for me because I opened it right on Living by Faith.
Oh, you opened to the end.
I opened to the end.
And
I said,
"Wow,
well, this
yes.
is so interesting," because you know we have to recall our encounter with faith. And I love it because you say that we could record it, we could write it down, we could write it in a journal and identify it. And again, we're identifying something. And don't you think, Christine, that when we write something out and we identify it, it's much easier to deal with it or to get rid of it or to, you know, change the belief?
Yes. Journaling. I'm a big advocate of journaling because when we do that, we can see what it is that we're going through. We can write it out and we can refer back to it. So we bring clarity to it. When it's in our mind, it's kind of confused and muddled, but when we're writing it out, it brings more clarity to it. And so it's really helpful to journal.
I love that. What other tips would you give to our audience to try right now?
Is there someone waiting to talk to you?
No. Oh, hold on. I'm sorry. I haven't looked at my computer.
Oh, yeah.
We do have a caller. I'm so sorry. Hello, Sandra?
Hello.
Hi, Sandra. How are you? I'm sorry to have
well,
you.
Thank you.
That I didn't respond very soon.
Yeah, I didn't know if I was supposed to just break in the call or wait for you, but
I'm sorry. I was so interested in talking with Reverend Christine. What's your question?
Yes. Well, I've met you before, Linda, and this is Sandra, Christine.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi, we know you.
Hi. Yes. And so I'm so glad that you sent me this notice that this program for tonight. I've never had a chance to listen to it before, so mm-hmm. it sounds really wonderful. And I just want to tell you how grateful I am for all your teachings, Christine, and you know, you've helped me tremendously. I tuned in. I think I was hearing the end of the conversation about maybe you were saying you're making a list, or maybe people are making a list, maybe people you're helping or something are making a list of things that they want in love, you know, or from a partner, or...
Yes.
And yeah, caught the tail end of it. And you had said, I believe, you know, look at that list and, like, as yourself, what do you see on the, you know, do you have all those things about yourself on the list?
Yes.
Something like that. And that really, so I turned it on right at the right moment, and that gave me such a, I think we talked about reflection. It's like looking at your reflection and looking at yourself, which is all something new for me as I've been on my spiritual journey. I think that this is like my next step. Mm-hmm. And, looking at yourself and loving yourself. I mean, for me, this is a big discovery. I mean, that's been my thing all the time, but that I've felt unloved, and so this is just like this whole new discovery for me. That been looking at myself.
Yes,
and learning
because
to love
now.
Myself.
You recognize, and what I know about you is you recognize that you can be that presence of love. And as you are that presence of love, you're going to attract more love to you. So it's not only about what we want, it's what we want to attract. We have to be that what we want to attract. So I know that about you, and that's what you've been doing in your work.
Yeah, and this is with all the great things in your books and your teachings, it's like I'm stepping into this whole newness now is what I feel. And so the messages in your teachings are just really touching me and helping me. You know, it's almost scary sometimes to look at yourself or take these steps, but I'm doing it with curiosity and it's kind of scary, but anxious and, you know, wanting to keep moving in the right direction. But it's just like a real newness right now of getting to know myself.
And thank you for saying that, because it's something that I forget. It's that we sometimes are a little fearful about change. We are fearful about taking the steps. And that's why all we have to do is take one step at a time. It's not, we don't have to make a huge jump, but take one step at a time and doing one affirmation, doing a little bit of journaling, doing a little bit of practice, making a phone call to someone, all of that is helping us. Saying a prayer is helping us in small steps along the way. So thank you so much, Sandra. It's great to hear from you.
Can I add something, Sandra?
Yes.
This is Linda. So while you were talking, I just felt that, you know, Archangel Michael wanted to let you know that you're right on track. You know, the angels are helping you so much, and you're absolutely lovingly speaking your truth. That's what Michael says. And because you're opening up to that acceptance of faith, and you are worthy. You are very worthy to receive God's love in your life and to receive more love. So, again, you know, just thank you also for giving that wonderful message to Christine, because, again, Michael says this is the time for you to really expand and to be in that love light that the angels want to illuminate you with. So Archangel Michael is working very, very closely with you. So it's wonderful that you're feeling when you say exactly you. I know absolutely how you feel. You're feeling that fear in a way, but on another part of it's you're opening up to this light and this love and expanding. It's growing, and sometimes that scares us a little bit. Like Christine was saying, you know, we have the fear to change, but at the same time, it's a really big stepping stone. You know, it's you're really advancing very fast. So. With all the wonderful work that you do.
Yes, thank you. And, you know, I'm just kind of, I came to a realization with me is I was never brought up religious. You know, we didn't go to a church or I didn't have faith at all in my life. It was, you know, we were good people, but we just went on day to day, but no spirituality, no teaching of faith. So for me, it's, you know, I know it's in me, and so it's sort of more like my heart's opening up to it, and it's just been a closed door, closed thing. So it's very new to me, and just most of my life never, you know, wasn't that I didn't believe in God, but wasn't ever, you know, practicing my spirituality or anything.
Well, that is just wonderful that,
when you
that
said
you
opening
are
acceptance of faith. That's exactly what I feel.
Yeah, and the angels help us to do that. It's again like we were talking about. You know, the angels talk about raising our vibration. When we are in that frequency that's higher than the normal, we're close to the angels. We're close to God and to the divine. And so by prayers and meditation, like Christine was saying, journaling, all that is going to start raising more of the vibration. And so that means that even the frequency of the brain changes, you know, the activity of our brain changes. And we feel happier. We feel in a higher state of joy. And that's what we're looking for. Mm-hmm. So, again, Sandra, thank you so much. I'm going to have to let you go now. But I really appreciate your call. Thank you so
Thanks,
much.
Thanks, Sandra.
Thank you. And I'll continue listening. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
God
you.
God bless you.
That was a great message, Linda, that you saw from the angels.
Yeah, I just picked that up. You know, thank God for Archangel Michael that's around her, really, really surrounding her. I love that. And again, you know, just I love that everybody loves your book, Christine, and I want everybody to purchase it because it is very, it's very healing. It's very healing and it's again what all women need. And I really don't, I believe that every human being, men and women, need this. So it's very helpful for everyone. If women read it, men should also read it. It's very, very, really very,
you.
Very, very loving and it helps all of us. So, I hope everybody will purchase this book. Again, it's Authentic Spirituality from Reverend Christine Green. And your website is, Christine?
www.sacredheartministries.org.
They can also find you on Facebook, right?
Yes. Thank you, Linda, for saying that. I would love it if you would go to Facebook to the Authentic Spirituality page and please like our page. That would be wonderful.
Yeah, that would be great. Also, I have to announce Angels Are Near Us has a Facebook page. So you can just
put in page.
Angels Are Near Us and you will get to on the Facebook page. You'll get there directly. And my website is www.angelsarenearus.com. And so we're almost at closing. I really want to thank you, Christine, for being here with us and, you know, talking about this wonderful book, Authentic Spirituality. And I was going to ask you if you would want to close with a prayer from your chapter of love.
Oh, thank you, Linda. This is the prayer at the end of the Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places. It's at the page at the end of the chapter. So my heart and mind are open to accept the divine presence of love. I know love moves into the very cells of my being, bringing light, harmony, and peace. I ask for guidance to willingly let go of any resentment or disappointment. I invite the healing presence of love to wash away any pain or darkness. It is love that I welcome and embrace into my life this day. I enter this day with a grateful heart and receive the blessings love has in store for me. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Christine. It was a
Thank
pleasure.
Thank you, Linda. It was wonderful to be with you.
And to all our listeners, until next time, may God bless you all and the angels guide you and protect you always. Thank you. Good night.